Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
What's that horrible noise?
What is that noise?
That is the sound of Monday morning.
Monday morning.
So it's another week already.
Wake yourself up!
Boy, are you gonna have a rough day.
Okay, back to the old grind.
There's coffee in there.
Let's have a great day, everybody.
Whatever.
Let's get this show started.
That's what we're doing. We're getting the show started.
Yes, we are.
Show number 1,846, if you're keeping track. Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty, waking you up. 6:05, it is Monday morning.
And hey, yeah, what'd everybody do over the weekend?
How did that go?
Yeah. Holy moly. Holy moly. We're
I gotta
here
be
for
honest.
You.
You know what? First of all, let's say that.
Yeah.
If there's going to be any normalcy in your life,
yeah,
it's going to be right here.
I said that today, Facebook mm-hmm. Live. Guess what? Hashtag Carla's boobs right here.
Mm-hmm.
Right here. And everybody said, who knew hashtag Carla's boobs would be normal?
Become the new norm. I don't even know where to start. John Schaefer, yeah, of course, will be in next half hour.
Sure.
Kind of get the ball rolling, get us all up to date on what's going on between Governor Steve Sisolak closing down the schools throughout the state of Nevada. Resorts up and down the strip closing down.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
So we'll get you caught up all on that.
My main frustration in all of this is that I think that the NBC affiliate here, Channel 3, needs some new mics. You couldn't even hear Steve Sisolak on that Channel 3 feed.
And I went back and forth to
I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. I take that back. Channel 8 it was.
Channel 8
it was. 3, 13 were good. 5 was good.
And I kept flipping back and forth to see who had the better sound.
Yes, yes. The CBS affiliate. You guys.
Okay.
Lisa Howfield, I'm telling you. General manager over there. Listen to me. Listen to me just pulling it out, honey.
And calling out
people.
Get a
better feed.
First thing in the morning.
I know. Bam.
Well, we'll open up the phone lines. We have a lot to talk about.
We do, and we're going to try to keep it, whatever. Normal. How about that in some ways? But we know what's going on. Believe me.
Partly cloudy today and tomorrow. Showers expected on Tuesday. High in the mid to upper 60s. Low 60s tomorrow. The high 50 outside right now. In the midst of all that is going on, Carla's take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Yeah, you know what? Production of all sorts of shows being suspended. One will crush you.
All right, we'll find out what that is and some other news and entertainment after Bon Jovi and Runaway.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
I gotta be honest, even celebrities are lying low, so there's not much going on, but Serena Williams announced on Friday, this was that she's going to go into solitude for 6 weeks because of the coronavirus. She said, spending the next 6 weeks in solitude, being a wife, being a mom, cooking, cleaning, spring cleaning, got my face mask, doing some makeup tutorials. We'll see how those go. She said, just stay safe, everyone. Pink, doing the same thing, spending a lot of time with her daughter. They've been making homemade ravioli, which I think is awesome.
Wow.
Way to go, Pink. Listen to this, though. Production of The Bachelorette suspended due to coronavirus.
Whoa, hold on.
I know.
Hold on.
Oh, Mike, I know.
No! Not The Bachelor.
That's collectively what people were saying right there. Yep, being suspended due to coronavirus. I didn't know that show could be more infectious, quite honestly. I wouldn't touch any one of those people on that show with a 10-foot pole. Oh, my God. So, yeah, a lot of shows, of course, being put on hold. Now, many of the shows will, we're going into May sweeps here in a bit. Most shows are pretty much done filming at this point. So they're good. They'll finish their seasons, but it may put off next year's new seasons.
For example, like Modern Family, they're wrapping up their series.
Yeah, they're all done.
That whole show is shot.
Right. That's done. Yeah, most of them are done generally by end of March or so.
Okay.
But, but next season, they may be put on hold a little bit because of this. Also, a big happy birthday yesterday to Dee Snider.
What?
Yeah, baby. Oh, he's gonna take it. Yeah, he is. Like Metamucil, probably, but he's gonna take it. 65 years old. Put this in perspective, Dee Snider can now sign up for Medicare.
Yay!
There you go. Yay. Happy birthday, Dee Snider. That is my take. Sponsored by Arizona Charlie.
Carla, when I saw your post on Facebook about your cousin in Italy, you have family in Italy.
I sure do. I have a lot.
And the one is a doctor.
Yeah.
Tell everybody what he does.
He works in infectious diseases.
Uh-huh.
That is what he does.
In Italy.
Yeah, in Italy.
Which basically is one of the few countries that has totally shut down as a country.
Yeah.
So when I saw this story, I thought about you. Videos have been going viral of neighbors in Italy showing solidarity.
Oh, yeah.
They just go out on their balconies and start singing.
Yep.
Now, this is... I think this is great. This is in the city of Siena, which is in Tuscany.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so these are all the Italians on their They have nothing else to do except go out on their balcony and sing. That's a Bon Jovi song.
They were harmonizing. Jeez.
Now, wouldn't that be great if just one person went out in your neighborhood, started singing, and then another would come out?
Yeah.
You don't have to be right by them.
No.
Just stand in your driveway or something.
My neighbors would look at me like I'm a nutbag.
Yeah, in your house coat.
Yeah, it's so... listen, I will tell you this, and you've been to Italy.
Yes.
Yes. Man, if there's any country that embraces life, it's Italy.
Yeah.
And for them to be locked up and all of that and still making the best of it. And they make, a lot of them still, they make their own pasta. They got food. They're good. They got food.
Yeah.
And they're good, but it's hopefully it starts slowing down there as well.
So this is how they're surviving.
Yeah.
Just having fun.
Good. Listen to that.
Even the dog.
I know.
Well, you know what? Nobody can come in. Nobody can go out. We're just going to sing. How about that?
Yep.
All right. It's Huey Lewis and the News. Power of Love.
Yay!
Finally. Welcome back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
6:35. John Schaefer's here with news that we'll get to here in a couple of minutes, as things were shutting down over the weekend. Wanted to make sure everybody knew that the 6th annual Purple Stride Las Vegas event, that was happening this Saturday.
Right.
And that has been canceled. The physical aspect of it has been canceled.
Yeah.
You can still donate in the battle against pancreatic cancer. If you want to do that, just go to the 96.3kklz.com, our website, or download the free KKLZ app. You can still do that.
And you can also still stop by, if you want to, on Friday, the green over at Town Square, and pick up your packets, which means your T-shirt and all that, if you do want to pick that up.
If you did sign up.
Yes.
Weather permitting.
Yep.
That's going to be all day, by the way, from 11 to like 6 or something like that.
Yes, correct.
And when all this settles down, we started putting this together before all this madness.
Mm-hmm.
And we all thought it was pretty cool that if you want to renew your vows or get engaged.
Right. Yeah.
And you want to do it at the Mob Museum in the form of a Roaring 20s style wedding.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually giving that away.
I like that.
And so when all this settles down.
Right.
And gets back to normal.
Yeah.
If you want to find out more details about that, again, it's on our website, 96.3kklz.com. We do have a pair of mob passes to give away, mob museum passes to give away. If you want to be the ninth caller right now, 702-739-9636. Ninth caller on the KKLZ talk line, sponsored by Centennial Toyota. All right, for a pair of passes to go to the Mob Museum. And if you want to use those, again, when everything settles down, that's fine. Carly, you had mentioned celebrities laying low.
Yes, they are.
Because of the virus.
Sure.
And one of the first big celebrities to make news with the coronavirus was Tom Hanks.
Right.
And his wife, Rita Wilson.
Yeah.
Well, she has put together, like a lot of people are doing,
right,
like a mixtape.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
To entertain themselves while they're sitting at home.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a sample of her mixtape. This is Tom Hanks' wife, Rita Wilson, and some clips from her mixtape.
Can't touch this. You can't touch this.
The drift.
Yes. Yeah.
So that is Rita Wilson.
Excellent.
Her mixtape, The Wife of Tom Hanks.
Somebody sent me the meme over the weekend that Tom Hanks is still stuck on an island with Wilson.
Well, you can be a part of history when Allegiant Stadium opens the gates in August for the first major concert event. Winning details in minutes. Right here on the station playing the hits of the 80s and more, 96.3 KKLZ. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up at 7.06. Just a few things we think you should know. We're going to do that after Fleetwood Mac.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, there's really nothing going on, people. There's just nothing going on.
Nothing.
Especially, there's no sports. No sports at all. Except there is the Iditarod dog sledding.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's been called the last great race on Earth. And for now, of course, it's the last sport on Earth. Now, they started last Sunday. It's 975 miles long. They hit the halfway point this past Thursday, Friday. And despite, you know, the pandemic, they're still doing this. They're out in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
So, but they're not going to do the Meet the Mushers event that was on Saturday. They're not doing the awards banquet on Sunday.
That, like, happens downtown in the downtown area.
Exactly.
Like I forget what they call it here in Vegas when the NASCAR comes to town.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah.
They do it downtown?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
That
okay.
big rally that they have.
Yeah.
And they're also asking fans, absolutely, don't show up at the finish line. Just don't. We'll
okay.
finish. We're still doing this, and it's all fine and well, so...
And a lot of people saying, don't worry.
I know.
It's cold.
Yes, don't come out. So, but expect all your Facebook friends to know everything there is about dog sledding now. Oh, man. Seriously, dude. Telling you right now that Fluffy shouldn't have been in there. He had a bad leg, and I don't even know why I kept him in. Dude. What? No way, man. It's going to sound like every other sport now. Only state that reportedly... has no case of coronavirus is West Virginia. Now, there aren't a lot of tests being done, so we don't know, but even the virus is kind of social distancing itself from West Virginia. We don't, you know what? Maybe we won't go there. So that's a good thing, okay? It's kind of...
I mean, out of all the states...
I know!
...to choose from,
yes.
to have that one...
I know.
...who's laughing now?
Exactly, Mike. Exactly. And the latest fashion trend, we'll lighten it up a little bit. This is so funny. For millennials, is basically the Golden Girls. It's dressing like old people. It's called granny chic. And millennials are loving it. It means like your floral print dresses.
Right.
Shawls. Knitted scarves and crocheted sweaters. And those little glasses, you know, with the little beaded chain.
Mm-hmm.
Those are very popular right now. So
I know guys don't have the beads and everything.
Right, right.
But I used to like that because then I would know where my glasses were.
Oh, I agree. I agree. They have some cool ones now that you can put your glasses on, which is nice. So
you have a lot of glasses. Do you use those?
No, I don't because I have to leave them on. I just have to leave my glasses on. So I don't know. If I had to take them off, though, you darn right I'd be sporting one of those chains. I think they're cool.
And by the way, if you didn't see Carla's Facebook Live segment before the show.
Yeah.
Even with everything going on, you still look very fashionable.
Thank you very much.
With your glasses matching your sweater, your pullover.
I was going to just keep it casual and come in my pajamas today, but I thought,
don't think I didn't think about that.
There's nobody in our building, just in case you're wondering. Nobody else in our building, just up. Just us, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
But guys, I just want you to know, don't be afraid. If you walk up to her at a bar, beautiful woman, smells like mothballs, has Werther's in her purse. You know what? You're in, man. You're in, baby. Huh? Is that purse fuzz on that Werther's? Thank you very much, June. I appreciate it. It is Monday, people. Few things you should know.
We have a lot of stuff going on this morning.
We do have a lot of stuff going on this morning.
We're just trying to be your bit of normalcy this morning.
Sure.
Because a lot of stuff went down over the weekend.
Yeah.
Like, quick.
Mm-hmm.
But... I noticed on your Facebook page, Carla, and this really hits home for a lot of people, that when you said you went out shopping just to buy a couple of things.
Yeah.
And somebody was actually nice to you.
Yes.
At a store and helped you out.
Yes, I actually needed, I waited because I thought, I don't need all this stuff right now. So I went to the store, got a few things, and there were some paper towels left. But they were on the top shelf. And the guy said, do you want me to grab them? And I thought he was just going to take them. But he got them for me. A two-pack.
Right.
That's all it was. And he gave them to me. And he had also helped another older woman get a pack as well, which I thought was very, very sweet. So people were really nice. They were really, really nice. And I mean employees and customers.
Yeah.
Patient. Everybody was very nice.
Which kind of restores your faith in your fellow man.
Yes.
I know that sounds corny and cheesy.
No, but it does, because I was fully expecting it to be a war zone and just, you know, Lord of the Flies for toilet paper.
Right.
And it was good. We just got actually a text from Karen. Karen said, I want you to know that there still is some human kindness, Carl. I stopped by the Walmart in Henderson this morning. Of course, you know, there was a line to just get in, as there is. She said, I just, you know, I needed some toilet paper and some water. She said, of course, I was run into by a cart. But when I got over to the counter, I said, you know, I just want one pack. Don't need a whole case. And they said, here you go. Here's a pack for you. And also got a case of water, because there was water, which is a normal thing to buy, a case of water. She said, here you go. Not a problem. And I was out. So that's very nice.
If you
ask, and I know a lot of people are keeping them now, like in layaway and things like that. If you ask, here's the thing. If you buy just the stuff you need, then other people can buy just the stuff they need.
Right.
So, see, that's how that works right there.
Spread the wealth.
Yes. But I want to hear that. There are good people out there in stores, doctor's offices, hospitals, gas stations, restaurants, whatever. Who was nice to you? Give them a shout out.
Where were you this weekend? What were you doing where you actually had to stop and go, that was very nice?
Yeah, exactly.
With everything going on as it is,
right?
I actually had that moment where I looked at a person and said, thank you very much.
Right.
702-739-9636. You want to give that person or that place a shout out?
Please.
With everything else that's going on?
Yeah.
Let's do that. Light up the phone lines, or if you want to text in, KKLZ Talk of Text Lines, powered by Centennial Toyota, 702-739-9636.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, with everything going on as it did over the weekend, we're basically looking for those good stories, those feel-good stories that normally we save for the end of the show.
Yes, yeah. No, we need those good stories now. We definitely do. And they are coming in, as a matter of fact. This is so cool. Now, Tina says, I live in Boulder City. There's only one grocery store there. So to say that it's been packed every day is an understatement. She said everyone from employees and fellow shoppers have all been calm, though patient. Even in the parking lot, trying to find a parking spot can seem near impossible. Wow, I forgot about that out in Boulder City, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Dora, she said, you know, I was at Walmart, 215 and Rainbow. Some lady gave me a roll of toilet paper because they had two packs, you know, or a pack of it. And that was it. And she said, here you go. Go ahead and take this one. Thanked her. Also needed something on the top shelf. Guy grabbed it for me. Very, very nice. She said, then I went to a Shell station and I found water there and I got two cases of it.
Woo-hoo!
So everybody have a good day. Shh, don't mention that Shells have that water there.
Okay.
Now, somebody else mentioned, okay, this is a Chris from Henderson said, I don't get all the fuss over the toilet paper. Let your listeners know they can buy a bidet on Amazon for $50. You can install it by hooking it up to the water supply. Anybody can do it. We'll have to discuss this later. But yeah.
That's the answer.
Yeah. A lot of good people. Tech's still coming in. A lot of good people out there. I like
your good
to
friend
hear
Chrissy's on the phone. Chrissy, what happened to you?
I did. I actually went to Walmart. And of course, the shelves are bare. It's crazy. But I was looking for hamburger meat because I usually do shopping every 2 weeks.
Right.
And there was nothing. I'm still looking for ground meat and chicken. But I was looking for hamburgers and I didn't want to buy the Angus because they're more expensive.
Right.
I just wanted the pack of hamburgers. You unzip and, you know, that's it. Then you can go about your business. The guy says, well, we don't have any. I said, okay, I'll just buy these. The guy went to the back located the hamburgers, walked around the whole store looking for me for these hamburgers, and says, "I found the hamburgers for you, ma'am."
That's cool.
And my son is 17, and he's like, "Mom, where's the food? What's up with people? I just want to do daily." And now, of course, my son is out of school, so he's like, he told the guy, "Hey, thanks for those hamburgers," because he watched the guy do it.
Yeah.
And see, that's all it takes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all it takes to just, you know, make you once again say, okay, people are all right.
I think we're going
to
be fine.
Yes.
After we get through all this, I think everything's going to settle down. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
Chrissy, have a great
day.
Thank
you, honey.
I will. Bye, you too. Stay healthy.
You could be at the grand opening of Allegiant Stadium in their very first major concert event. Want more winning details? Go to 96.3kklz.com. Here you go, Jag of the Week. One of the most hated people in America right now. A couple of brothers in Tennessee named Matt and Noah took a 1,300-mile road trip through the state, went into Kentucky, bought up all the hand sanitizer they could find.
Yeah.
And their plan was to sell it for a huge profit on Amazon and eBay. Well, their accounts got shut down, as eBay and Amazon were doing to a lot of people trying to do this. They eventually, after the attorney general started investigating in their state,
they got on that pretty fast, too, which is great.
They eventually decided to donate it all to a local church. Here's the one kid doing an interview about the whole thing. Listen to his reaction to some of the questions and the long pause at the end when he's asked about, would you say, "I'm sorry for doing this"?
With business, there's wins and there's losses. And this is a situation where cutting my losses is the right thing to do. The bulk of it was purchased with just driving around to retail stores in the Chattanooga area. The pricing on Amazon was definitely higher than retail.
Would you say you're sorry?
Sorry for purchasing, sorry for buying all of this? No, I don't think that I would.
Now, we didn't edit that.
All right.
I didn't make it longer or anything.
Right.
That's his actual pause.
Yeah.
To think about it. That's a good, 15, 20, 15?
Douchebag.
10, 15 seconds?
Douchebag.
Just sitting there.
No, I don't think that I would.
Yeah, okay. that's about 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Boy, oh boy.
You know, here's the one thing you got to start thinking about, too, is when do you go shopping? Because you figure you have to be sneakier than the other people.
Well, yeah, you do.
And in a 24-hour town, you would think, all right, I'm going to go at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Right. Well, but now,
But the shelves aren't stocked.
No, and a lot of stores are closing now. A lot of stores are closing overnight, so they can do just that.
Mm-hmm.
They've cut their hours back, things like that.
702-739-9636. What about you? What's your plan when it comes to go shopping? You know, you have to draw things out. A lot of people are teaming up. Honey, you go this way, I'll go that way, I'll get this, you get that.
We'll meet over here.
What's your plan? When do you go? 702-739-9636. Partly cloudy today and tomorrow with a chance of rain tomorrow. High today, mid to upper 60s, low 60s. The high tomorrow is about 56 outside right now. Carla's take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
There are all sorts of crazy people out there. Someone posted a video Saturday of the just crowded dance floor and bar at Nashville's The Stage on Broadway. Well, it didn't go over well at all. Maren Morris said the club is not a hero for staying open. Others said the scene looked like, and I quote, "a fun petri dish."
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Viruses don't care how brave you are, a lot of country artists were saying, so don't. Close.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Bill Gates stepping down from the board of Microsoft. Now, I hope he saved money. I hope he saved up and
he's going to be okay.
Away for retirement.
Uh-huh.
I hope so. Yeah, I think he'll be okay. But that was big news, actually, over the weekend. And this is some sad news out of the entertainment world. You all watch Modern Family? Stella the Bulldog, French Bulldog from Modern Family, has passed away.
Really?
She just died. She died literally days after the final season, this last season, wrapped up. Her real name was Beatrice. There's no word on the cause of death. I'm thinking it was natural causes. Stella. I love that dog.
So why do you have to change a dog's name?
They do that a lot on TV.
Well, I understand that.
Mike.
Oh, I see.
Actors. Maybe Beatrice is, maybe there was another Beatrice, the French bulldog.
Oh, okay.
And if you have your SAG card, you can't have the same name.
I never thought about that. Well, you're in the entertainment business.
Exactly.
You know all that stuff. And
she may have had to do that for her SAG card.
Because I just never thought of that stuff.
That is my take for now, sponsored by Arizona Charlie's.
Everybody just trying to make sense of what happened over the weekend. It was crazy. It was nuts. Everything's shutting down.
Yeah.
The good news, for a lot of people, if there is some good news in this, the places that are shutting down, they're still going to pay their people.
Yes.
A lot of services. If you can't pay the bill, they're not going to disconnect anything.
Right. They will work with you.
So we had started talking about, though, because Morty, you just showed me that live shot of a Costco where there are tons of people outside, where I thought, you know what, maybe I'll go to a store before I get here in the morning.
Right. Yeah.
We're just trying to figure out what's the best time to go shopping. Cassie's on the phone. Cassie, who works at a supermarket, what's your tip?
Like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Anything after that, you're not going to get it.
Oh.
Our shelves are bare in grocery, period. And then you got the toilet paper being sold out like crazy.
Yeah.
We're plugging stuff. We're putting stuff in where it don't even belong so it can go out.
Wow. Resort to hiding.
Oh, that's awesome. That's what I'm thinking. If the stores are going to start putting that stuff that's been sitting in the back for a while, just put it out there because they'll buy something.
Out.
Yeah, they'll buy something. Uh-huh. Put the pallet out there. They'll probably buy that too.
Kinsey, what about you? What's your tip for the best time to go shopping?
Depending on when trucks come, it would be probably around 2 a.m. because third shift is going through and restocking everything.
Right.
They get things out, like the big bulky things first, so like toilet paper and paper towels. And then they go to, like, your laundry soaps and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I know that, like, by, 10 o'clock in the morning, everybody's already been there.
Yeah. Yeah, no joke. I saw that, too, yesterday. I don't know if you guys encountered that, where there's just, like, the hand carts everywhere. Just everywhere. And plastic everywhere. Because all they're doing is stocking right now.
They get so busy, they're not even bringing the carts back into the store.
No.
And it's understandable. So when you're in the parking lot, just grab a cart.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, but people want to wipe them off before they go in with them. Of course, those have been stolen, too.
Yeah.
So that's really classy, people, by the way. Mm-hmm. Really classy to do that. Crazy. So, listen, Dalton... I don't know if we can even get around it. Dalton said, my wife's at Winco Henderson, which is a fairly new store, about 250 people ahead of her.
Wow.
She said they're out of most everything, and it's just a zoo. This is crazy. This is really crazy. I don't know if there's a great time, to go.
Rick's on the phone. Rick, what about you? What do you think?
Luckily, my wife, does most of the grocery shopping, and, she buys a lot of stuff, already, which is a good thing. But yesterday, I went out and about, and it took me 5 or 6 different stores to get, like, 3 or 4 different items. It was just insane. So, I mean, we even looked online. Everything was out of stock online. So, I mean, there's not really a good or bad time from what I've learned so far. Just kind of roll the dice and go for it.
Like my wife and I, over the weekend, it's like, Team Seal 6 or something.
Go down, go left, go up.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
I'm going to pull up. You drop out. Go, go, go.
Well, crazy.
Good luck to everyone out there and be safe.
Be healthy, be safe.
Yes.
Wash your hands. Don't touch your face and keep away from people.
Hey, what you guys confined in the studio, how are you guys doing it?
Well, we live together, so.
Yeah, we all do.
We're fine.
We do everything together. It's right. Just us, though, in the building. It's just on-air staff in the building. Nobody else is here this week,
wow,
so.
That's crazy.
It is. It definitely.
Be safe and take care of you guys.
Can't imagine what we're doing to the people's offices and desks and stuff that aren't here.
Yeah.
It should be a lot of fun. Hey, Morrissey is coming to town later this year. We have tickets to give away. Going to tell you how to win those in just a couple of minutes. Right now, it's Journey.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Very entertaining.
Exciting.
Funny and it's entertaining.
Lots of fun.
On 96.3 KKL.
KKLZ.
All right, so we're taking calls on being very tactical about your shopping.
Yes.
When you go, what you do, and at what time of the day is the best part.
Mm-hmm.
Sam's on the phone. What's going on, Sam?
I was going to talk to Mike about the what time best to go to the store. And, well, I live in Fontana.
Oh.
I went to the store down there, and I got in line at 5 in the morning. They opened at 9:30, and I was still all the way out there in the parking lot at the receiving dock. I got in on the first wave, thank God, but the line was a mile and a half down the street.
Whew.
All out the parking lot, around the cul-de-sac, and back down the main street. A mile and a half.
Wow. Every DMV in the country is going, oh, guess what, people? Guess what?
I would really like somebody to explain something to me.
What is that?
It's flu that's going around, the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get diarrhea from it. So
yeah.
Why is there such a mad rush for toilet paper?
That's been the big question.
Yeah, it has.
I think what it is, Sam, is if you're going to be home, that's one of your necessities.
Right. Right.
So that's why they're sweeping up and cleaning up the toilet paper.
A psychologist told me that people do this. It's a comfort thing. What do squirrels do before winter? They start hoarding things so they have it.
Right.
And it's kind of a comfort thing, but it sure is.
And you buy it in bulk. It's
right.
Easy. And
it's not comfortable for other people, though, who may need it.
Right.
No, you know, I feel bad for the elderly because
yeah.
I went shopping for my mother-in-law. She's 82 with an oxygen tank.
Yes.
Stay in a line like that.
That's and that's crazy. One of the big things that people are talking about
yes.
also
yep.
is for the young people or people, you know, in our age group,
yeah.
but those senior citizens, those older people that are trying to buy what they truly, truly need.
Yeah, well, you know, there should be a line. If you're an elderly person and you're by yourself, because if you're an elderly person and you go with somebody young,
mm-hmm.
then a young person can wait in line.
Oh.
But if you're
yes.
an elderly person and you're shopping for yourself, because you have the money, then you should get out of that line. They should move you all the way up to the front of the line, a special line for you.
But you know what's going to happen then, Sam? People everywhere are looking for an old person.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Come shopping with me. But I don't know you.
Oh,
I don't
geez.
Care.
I want you to know, I enjoy your show. I come up here every day from Cali,
oh.
and I love the show.
You're awesome. Jeez, you come up every day?
Yes, I drive a truck, and
okay.
I haul living spaces, furniture.
Oh, man.
And you know, I look forward to 6 a.m. because I love your show.
Well, now I look forward to 6 a.m. knowing that you're out there, my friend.
Yes, I love it. And you know what? Keep up the good work because I love your show.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Well, here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Here's a story, and this is wild. And Morty, you were at this Walmart.
I was.
Over the weekend, where a guy ran into the Walmart with a hazmat suit on and started spraying stuff.
Jeez, crazy people. Come on.
All over the place. And Morty, you said it was kind of, it just everybody freaked out, of course.
Well, everybody on that side of the store was.
Yeah.
Everyone, including right. myself on the other side, didn't know what was happening until they made an announcement.
Nutbag.
Yeah.
And no one, they say no one who came in contact with the substance he sprayed is showing any symptoms. The guy's been arrested.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, he got away.
Good.
But they found the guy.
Jeez. Oy vey.
An Italian man went all in on the social distancing concept. You might like this. He went shopping at a market wearing a disc around his body. With it's a 6-foot circumference.
That's hilarious. Like his own cone of shame, disc of shame, like
yeah.
animals have to wear. That's great. I love actually.
It sounds great.
That.
It's a great
yeah.
idea.
Yeah. Yes, but.
You're going to bump into something.
But how are you going to get in the
me.
Store? Excuse me. Let me flip my disc. Hold on. Jeez. Wow.
Well,
okay.
that's one problem.
Wow.
The other, the disc was so big, he had to use like a portable grabber.
Jeez. Yeah.
To pick up his hat.
The shelf.
He couldn't
can't
reach
get the shelf. Yeah. Okay.
His disc was so big. How big was it?
And when I saw this story, I thought about you because you're not, you can't even reach the top shelf.
No, exactly.
And you put 6 feet around
put six
you.
6 feet around me, and I'm, geez. Wow, is that Uranus? No. No, it's his, actually. Wow. Okay. Wow.
You know what? We don't mean the laughter in these times, no, but sometimes that's still, all you can do.
There's still some crazy, albeit clever, things going on out there.
I thought
good
that was
him,
very clever,
man.
But a couple of things he didn't think about.
No, no. Wow.
So it's back to the drawing board.
Oh, my God.
Maybe. I don't know.
Georgia police looking for a man named Speedy Gonzalez. Paul, they think he named himself after the Looney Tunes character, you think?
Uh-huh.
35 years old. He's wanted for forgery, identity theft, and theft by deception after using stolen checks at a Home Depot and, of course, signing them, Speedy Gonzalez. So I... You take that seriously.
I'm sorry, your first name is Speedy?
Yeah, Mr. Gonzalez, you have a picture ID that we can check with me? Oh,
it's a little chihuahua.
All right, yeah, I know. Jeez, dude. Okay, and see, this is what I don't want to happen at a Sam's Club in Georgia. Man on a motorized shopping cart bumped into another group's cart, and a woman slapped him in the hand before he picked up a bottle of wine to defend himself, and they got in a big wine bottle fight, and it just wasn't pleasant. No. Had nothing to do with toilet paper or water, though. It was over wine, so.
And you can't. Red wine doesn't come out.
No, it doesn't. But a lot of us believe, you know, wine over water. So be careful when you're, you know, adhering to that one at this point in time. Be careful, people. It's Monday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
We do it at the end of every show, leave you with a little bit of good news. And it was sad over the weekend as Disneyland closed down, but they decided to do something to help everybody else out. They made a donation. All of their food to Second Harvest Food Bank of Orange County. This is tens of thousands of meals that will be basically made because of this food. Dairy, fruits, vegetables, packaged goods, banquet meals, beverages, all sorts of things because they can't use them.
Right.
It would only go bad. Now, they emphasize that food safety guidelines will be closely followed.
Mm-hmm.
Some things they couldn't, you know, they just couldn't give, but they gave just about every single thing they could. They said there are about 300,000 people in Orange County that are at risk of hunger every month. This is going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
And they'll oversee, you know, making sure that it's safe and all of that stuff. But a lot of places doing it, and I hope somebody here does it. I hope one of the casinos that's closing, something like that. I hope that you hear this, and I hope that you try to help some of the homeless people out there, some of the people who are losing their jobs or going to be laid off. I hope that you try to do something like this to help out your community.
Because all that food that they have there,
yes,
from buffets,
yeah,
to restaurants.
Oh, jeez. Just, yeah.
Something has to happen with that after they close.
Right.
And you're right.
Don't waste it.
If we could follow Disneyland's lead, that would be one of the major things.
Right. Right.
Is to donate the food or make sure it gets to the public. And by the way, a great move by the governor restating the fact that all those programs for the elementary school kids, who basically not only go to school to learn, but to eat, those will still be happening.
Yes. Yeah.
So mom and dads that are in those programs.
Yeah. Take them there. I know a lot of kids take the bus, but sadly, mom and dad, one or both of you may be off. Take them to go and that's.
And there's some restaurants, too, that are actually doing that.
Yeah.
They're saying parents, bring your kids.
Right.
Give them a free meal. Just have them bring your school ID.
Can I just say, we went through a big tragedy a couple of years ago of a different magnitude. I get it. Very different, but this is big. This is a big deal, and it, you know, I gotta say, it's probably gonna get worse before it's gonna get better. So try to be nice, people, and just try to help out your neighbors in some way.
That's why we always say, if you know of a good story, now's the time. Push it through. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Text it to us, or even better yet, once we hit the studio, our phone lines are always open.
Yeah.
702-739-9636. 9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, so you can sit back, whether you're at home or if you are at work, just enjoy the hits of the 80s and more, sponsored by Shelter Insurance, Auto, Home, Life. Find an agent, shelterinsurance.com. Recapping the show, you know what? We tried to be a little normal. a bit of normalcy in your life.
Yes.
As much as we can.
Yes.
Tom Hanks and his wife, Rita Wilson, who are still down in Australia,
mm-hmm.
being quarantined, a great example of her mixtape that she put together.
Yes, that's right.
We played that
Listen,
for you.
Listen, you got to have some fun.
Also, we took calls and people texting in about some of those people, those good people that helped you out over the weekend. With all the craziness, Carly, you experienced it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maureen and I, we saw it.
Yeah.
And so thank you very much for the calls and the texts. Great stories. There are still some good people out there.
There are.
And tips on when to go shopping.
Right. Yeah. I don't know if they helped, but hopefully.
With shortened hours, too.
Yeah.
A lot of stores are abbreviating their hours, so make sure you know that.
And listen, if you are staying home, and I'm only speaking for myself here, have the sex, people. Have the sex. There will be a new baby boom the end of the year, beginning of next. We can start a whole round of boomers.
Uh-huh.
And that can be the next generation of boomers. Bam! Right?
I don't know what to say after.
Because, you know, so. Have the sex.
Well, you know what? Put in a DVD for the kids first.
Yes, that's right.
Keep
by the way.
Keep them busy.
Frozen, or put a DVD for the parents, too.
Yes, well, and for Morty, too.
Oh, my God.
Frozen 2 will be released early, by the way. Disney Plus releasing Frozen 2 early. So, moms, if you're home and dads with your kids...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, take something, because that's going to be playing over and over and over.
And fellow nerds, Star Wars Rise of Skywalker
that's
is
right.
out.
There you go.
All right.
This is so great.
God.
Oh, my God.
Watched it three times already.
Listen, you have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.